Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm Dr. Jason Young from Corvallis, Oregon, and this is, as you can see, a review of the modern paleo diet excuse me, and its effectiveness for weight loss. So I have no financial relationships, period, so I cannot disclose any. This is my abstract. Let's just read this and I'll be done. Just kidding. But basically the focus of my review was to compare the literature that's out there that looks at weight loss as a marker in studies of ancestral diets or the paleo diet, as it's sometimes referred to. First of all, the topic that we're addressing really is obesity, which is probably one of our most preeminent public health issues in America and also in developed countries today. It's defined as a body mass index of greater than 30.0. In the United States, about a third of adults meet this classification, and 17% of children and adolescents in the U.S. are obese. Blacks and Hispanics are disproportionately affected by obesity. I guess right there I said more heavily impacted. That's a good pun. In terms of the economic impact, it's an estimated $215 billion, that's billion with a B, that's the economic impact annually in the United States of America. And that includes disability, mortality, medical care, and also loss of productivity. So that's loss of work days or disability that's associated with obesity. So one of the reasons to look into this is, as you can see, there's a quote from Thomas Kuhn in his Structure of Scientific Revolutions paper. It says, "A critical defect that weakens and undermines the entire field of nutrition science is that there is no basic unifying paradigm. Like, there's no E equals MC squared for nutrition science. And nutrition can be fairly difficult to study because it doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens in people's real lives and there's a lot of variables. And so there's some proponents of this type of diet that have proposed this paleo method of eating as a template for human nutrition. The idea is that Paleolithic ancestors, so going back, you know, tens of thousands of years, had a very low prevalence of any of the non-communicable diseases or chronic diseases that we see today, such as heart disease and obesity and diabetes and things like that. And the theory is that diet is largely responsible for this. And so the question is, can following a dietary template like this reduce NCD prevalence and obesity today? So one of the terms that I use in my research is the modern paleo diet. The reason is because you can't do this, right? You can't walk into a grocery store with a spear or anything and hunt and gather your fruits and vegetables like you used to. We live in a different world than our Paleolithic ancestors, in that if you wanted to eat like they did, I mean, you're not going to walk out of the Hilton here and be able to bag an antelope. And so really, a lot of the criticisms of this type of eating focus on the environment that it happens in. And really, anybody who's serious about this has to admit that we're not going to be able to eat exactly the same things that they ate then, because we live in a different time and in a different world. So, for example, this is Paleo Magazine. And you can see on the cover there, they have some sort of paleo cookie, which... you know, cavemen did not eat cookies. And so, but it's just an example of even people who are really serious about this have to admit that there's some adaptation that's happened, but the template is there and it could be applied. And so this is the basic, probably most commonly agreed upon template. And when people use the term paleo, they really are sometimes describing different things. But we're talking about meats, including fats, organs, skin, things like that. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, berries, water, avoiding foods like grain, so wheat, corn, etc., starchy vegetables like white potatoes, added sweeteners, heavily processed foods, fillers, dyes, preservatives, and some people will even include legumes like peanuts and things like that. And so if you don't like lima beans, I guess. So looking at a macronutrient comparison between an ancestral diet and some other types of diets, for example, so the ancestral diet was roughly estimated at 35% fat, 35% carbohydrate, and 30% protein, between 2,800 to 3,000 calories per day. And this is to satisfy a pretty high physical activity demand in that type of environment. You had to walk everywhere. Like I was talking a little bit ago with a colleague about how silly it is that we have to make recommendations to people today to walk, because that's what we're built to do. The standard American diet tends to consist of 33% fat, a lot of which is saturated fat, 50% carbohydrates, and 17% protein. And then the Institutes of Medicine recommends 20 to 35% fat, 45 to 65% carbohydrates, and 10 to 35% protein for a grand total of 2,000 to 2,700 calories. So the composition of an ancestral diet tended to consist of animal fats, so meat, marrow, organs. So a lot of them in our culture, we're eating things that we don't typically eat, like who's had bone marrow lately, right? And so eating much more in terms of different parts of the animal. There was a 2-to-1 ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids. In terms of carbohydrates, they were minimally processed fruits and vegetables, and they're eaten in season. 2 to 3% of the carbohydrates were from added sweeteners, so rarely you could find honey that you would then have to work for by outsmarting bees. In terms of protein, a lot of wild game, insects and larvae, which I have no interest in eating, shellfish and crawfish, so you can have a nice paleo meal here in the French Quarter. And the nutrient density was very high. The ratio of nutrients, which is vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and things like that, to calories is the nutrient density. And so they were very high in density. Standard American diet, your fats are mostly processed oils, trans fats. Our livestock are grain-fed, high amount of carbohydrates, 77% from grains and added sweeteners like high fructose corn syrup and sugars. Proteins, so you have meat, fish, and then you also have a lot of soy by comparison, and very low in nutrient density, so a lot of empty calories. So my review, I searched PubMed for terms like Paleolithic, Paleo, Diet, Ancestral, Weight Loss, and Obesity. I didn't put any limitations on the year of publication. I looked for English papers, and I also mined references for other papers. Out of 89 results, I narrowed it down to 7 based on ones that were about ancestral diets, included clinical or observational studies, and they tracked body weight as an outcome. In total, all the sample sizes were fairly small. The largest was 29 people. They were all short-term. The longest was 3 months. And they compared modern paleo diet with diabetes diet, standard American diet, Mediterranean diet. There was one non-human trial that was included. So not a lot of really high power or high quality studies, but I looked at what we had. So I'm going to kind of breeze through some of these. A couple studies by O'Day in 1980 and 1984 followed Aboriginal Australians, and the basic outcome was weight loss across the board following a traditional lifestyle in terms of diet. So 11% weight loss in women, 5% in men, increased insulin response across the board. Janssen did the animal study that we're looking at here, and fed cereal pigs and paleo pigs, and the paleo pigs all lost weight while the cereal pigs developed low-grade inflammation. I'm under a minute, so I'm going to breeze through the rest of them. But I'll tell you that the point is, okay, the modern paleo diet in these studies consistently outperformed other healthy ad libitum and unhealthy diets with regards to weight, waist circumference, and other factors. And also increase insulin sensitivity, which is thought to be a major factor in obesity. And it worked across the board in men and women and different ethnic groups, tending to be more nutrient dense, lower glycemic index, and there was more voluntary calorie restriction because the diet tended to be more sating to people. I think that's my time. So I'll just take questions and give you the rest of the information. But thank you very much for the time, and see you during the question and answer.